Welcome to Bliss Off with Renee. This is one of the places you can find my brilliance, my eclectic take on the world, my wit, my wisdom, my bullshit, all the rest. Welcome. On the radio, we will have a topic. Every time we're going to have a topic. And then I will draw cards for you. I have these beautiful Jamie Sams shamanic animal cards that are my favorite tarot cards. I will draw for you as a general energy about what's going on in your world right now. I will draw for you about a specific question. I will also draw for you past, present, and future. Those are the things I love to do. That's how I love to do it, in that way. And so on the radio, on Wednesdays, Tarot and Talking, on Instagram Live, when you see me on the street, baby, set up in a Walmart during an eclipse when there's 75 other motorhomes who have traveled there for the event, wherever you find me, that is what I'm going to do with my tarot cards. And then, my dear ones, we also embrace everything else that comes up, because I do see without the cards. The cards are a good conduit. They're a wonderful, wonderful conduit for clarity, direction in life. So let's get to the topic. There have been some themes for me in recent months to straighten out my own shit. And one of the strong themes that I have been in and mastering is this place where I am not so easily afraid and moved by simple criticism. There's this one guy online who speaks he's a professor, a doctor, somebody, and he speaks to the trauma mind, the trauma reaction, he speaks to the sensitive child, and it is clear to me that I'm so sensitive to the simplest criticism. And it's not from trauma. It's my simple sensitivity. And with that, I say, great. Let's see it for what it is and then respond accordingly. I know that I'm very sensitive to simple criticisms. I will change my business card. I will change my business plan. I will change my business direction. I will change my title wording. I will change and move my lines of integrity, my boundaries, my morals to match you. Call it codependent, call it insecurity, call it trauma, call it failure. I don't care. Truth is, I see my sensitivity and I respond to it. And my response to it is to give myself what I need to feel supported and loved, and so that I can catch myself in those moments and respond differently. Amen. The other thing that I have been mastering and noticing a lot with is pulling up my fire rather than shrinking. And that kind of goes on the tail end of what I was just speaking to. So that's something I've really, really been working on. And the other thing that I've been mastering is, instead of looking out into the world for a place of inclusion, an innocent in itself, but not as a major focus in my life. So the second big mastery piece that I'm working on is to be in the world, to be in the world without my focus, my decisions, my craving, my intent, my motivation, my core reason for moving around in the day, to look for this place. Where's my home? Where's my family? Where are the people I can bond with? Where is the place I can be included? And to that, I say, and I already know the answer is everywhere. However, it has not felt like everywhere. Do you feel me? And so with that, I say, here is the piece that I have dunked myself into. And every second, this is my focus. And I can tell you, it's changing my life. I'm going to play this little recording. It's 5 minutes and 7 seconds. And then I will be back to do readings. I've got people in the chat already asking questions. I have a couple of people asking through email today. I have one person that's been texting me. I have someone else on Messenger. And phone calls on here. So I will get to as many people as I feel inspired. All right. Here we go, beloveds. We'll talk after 5 minutes and 7 seconds. Interesting, interesting fact of life. I spend every second of my day with me. I spent every second of my life with me. Why do I think for one moment that I need to or should look outside of this most vital, intimate relationship for love, care, concern, protection, as if something or someone outside of me is going to know a goddamn thing about what I need, what I want, what I should have, how to take care of me, how to love me? Dude, I know how to love me. And the only reason why I haven't been loving me is because I've just continued the habits that you taught me and you taught me and you told me I wasn't worthy and you said I didn't belong in this family and you treated me like I was the pariah of this community, and that is so fucking wrong. Because I know better. Because I'm the one that's in here. And I'm the one that has spent every second of my life with me. And if I really wasn't worthy, I'd know it. If I really didn't deserve to be a part of a family, I'd know it. If I really was a bad person, I'd know it. Oh, I've done some bad things, but I'll tell you what, motherfuckers, I know where it was coming from, and I'll be damned if I'm not going to be compassionate to me about why I stole that money, about why I was mean to that kid, about why I was controlling in that relationship, about why I let you abuse me. Because I'm the one that's here. You're not. You're not here feeling, seeing, and experiencing me. I am. So, why you think that you have a right to speak to anything is beyond even basic logic. So go fuck yourself, eh? I mean, go fuck yourself. 'Cause I'm here. And I'm living. And I'm loving. And I give a shit that I'm okay. And I'm gonna make sure I have what I need. And I'm gonna give myself everything I want. 'Cause I can. And I will. Everything's available to me. So I'll ask for everything. And I'll take everything. And it's not my problem if you don't feel the same way. It's not my problem if you believe that life is limited. It's not my problem. It certainly ain't my fucking fault that you thought for one second that you don't deserve any of it. Well, I deserve it. I'm going to take it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to use it. And I'm going to keep being me. And I don't care what you do. Because you're the one that's in there every second of your life deciding whether you're going to take care of you or not. It's not up to me. So you take care of your shit, I'll take care of my shit, and if our paths cross in a loving way, well then so be it. If our paths cross and you're not loving, then our paths will not cross. It ain't any more complicated than that. Well, and that's just it. It ain't any more complicated than that. One of my favorite quotes from Gary John Bishop is, I can't say quote because I'm probably saying it wrong, but one of my favorite things he's saying is, it's not that difficult. And Gary, I'm sorry about the accent, but it's funner when I try to do the accent. It's not that difficult. Do the things you know you're not supposed to do, and do the things that you are supposed to do. It's not that fucking difficult. The place that I've really sunk into deeply here, that I'm inviting you to sink into also, is the place where you feel intimacy with yourself the place where you feel, you viscerally feel yourself. Now, I'm blaming any of this on anything, but I am saying that for those of us who have trauma, which I want to say is everybody, you tell me you've not been affected by war. You tell me that you haven't been affected by violence in this world, any generation. You tell me that you weren't affected by domestic violence, either directly or indirectly. Child abuse, directly or indirectly. Trauma by institutions. I mean, listen, everybody. Because we are all dealing with our own level and unique story of trauma, we disconnect from our visceral being because it's not comfortable to be in our visceral being, right? Place where I say and feel, oh my gosh, it's me. Especially with what I was talking about earlier, with the place of looking for love, inclusion, acceptance, community, family, bonding outside of me. This shifts all of that into a place of settled. Oh, it's me. Oh, wait, it's me. I'm the one that's here every second. No one should take care of me unless they invest the time and care that we all deserve to find out, how do I feel love? How do I feel value? How do I feel supported in my purpose of life? What are my struggles? And how can you help me in my struggles? What do I want? What do I need? And is there any part of that that you can be a part of? Do you hear me, my partner? Yes. And when I say that, do you hear me, my partner? Put up a mirror. Do you hear me, my partner? Years ago in my 20s, I started to sing the love songs about a man, about an external partner. Started to sing them to myself. So I'm grateful it's only taken 40 years. It's taken less than 40 years for me to feel that love, attention, and for me to shift out of looking for that outside of myself. Every second of my life has been with me. Why would I pass that off as if that doesn't count? As if it is not the significance that I've been craving, looking for, wanting, begging for, traveling, looking for. I'm already here. It doesn't mean I can't have a lover. It doesn't mean I can't have an external partner. But that, every second, it's a lot. It's huge. It's huge. So take that into your week. Let's do a couple of readings here, and then I'm not going to do much. Let's do two readings here. I've got Erin, who asked me earlier today. She told me she was going to be listening and wanted me to do a reading for her. Specifically around relationship. And so the external partner type. So I love that this is a perfect reading for her. So the partnership that she's been trying to nurture. I have an upside down turtle, Erin, and that represents your home. Team moons on turtle's back. So moon cycles, being connected with woman magnetic cycles, magnetic female cycles, and your home. Your home is upside down. And I know that is true because her and I have been in conversation. The second card I pull for you, my dear, is an upside down snake, which answers your second question. Is this relationship going to transform? Is it going to shed the ugly skin that it's going through right now? And is it going to transform? The answer is no. And the third card I have for you is an upside down wild boar. And that means that the aggression that you're feeling, the wild aggression that you're feeling, is not going to settle. So I know that we have been in conversation with that, and I'm glad that you asked for more confirmation, and that does confirm, my dear one, what we have been discussing. So take that into your dreams tonight, and maybe we can touch base in a few days if you need some more support. All right, my love. Let's take a call. Hello, my dear. Oops, I think I took you out of line, but hello, hello. How are you?
Hi, my name is Tina, and I spoke with you many months ago, and something you said came out true, and I saw you came back on the show, I follow you, and I said, yeah, maybe I could get in today. And by the way, your picture is very pretty. This was more prettier than the other one, in my opinion.
Oh!
Yeah. Cute. Thank you for taking my call. Everything I said is a true compliment. Can you please give the last reading you gave me was in September or October. It came out true in the first week of December. Thank you very much. I thought of you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
My question is, so I have a male friend that I know we had a little bit of war. I mean, we had a little bit of miscommunication because I got upset at a few comments you made, and it's just, it took me a while for it to go away. I think it finally went. I think when the eclipse came, it went away. So almost a year now.
That'll do
it. I like to talk about it. Yeah. And I just want to know that does he realize that he triggered me? You know, I didn't want to. I made my mouth shut for a year and a half. Respect.
I hear you, sweetie. Listen, this is what I want you to understand. I want you to notice that you dismiss that you are upset. And like using the term, he triggered me. Listen, what I'm seeing is he did some things he shouldn't have done. It wasn't respectful. He had no right to treat you that way. And you should have been mad. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You should have been mad. So number one, do not excuse that you should have been mad. Number two, he does know that he messed up. However, he does not have the capacity to be better than he was. He has the ability to be nice for a while, but he doesn't have the capacity to honestly respect you and be the partner that you deserve. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So you're going to just, here's what you do. It's a four-letter word in capital letters with an exclamation on the end. And the word is next. That's it. There's nothing more you need to think about it. There's nothing more you need to do about it. You need to be strong in your convictions of knowing that your response to him was absolutely accurate. And don't make excuses for his poor behavior. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Good. All right. Let me do a reading for you. Okay, I'm going to draw cards for you. Okay, good, good, good. Ah, okay. So now I asked for general information, okay, sweetie? This isn't about this man. We already know about this person. All right? So the first card that I get is an upside-down turkey, which tells me there's a gift there for you that you are not receiving. So what I want you to do in your meditation or right before you go to sleep tonight, I want you to pray and say, show me how to receive. Help me to open my energetic field to receive. Make sense? The second card I pulled is a prairie dog, which is feminine retreat, which tells me, and it's right up. So that means that you need to retreat. You need to care for yourself. You need to listen to what your mind, body, and soul needs. Do you need a bath? Do you need some silence? Get your feet in nature. I'm feeling like you need to get your feet in nature. You're disconnected from nature, from Mother Earth. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And the third card I pulled for you is an upside down skunk. And that means you're not noticing when you need to repel something and when you need to attract something. So it's like your magnetic field is broken. Like you're attracting the wrong things. And you're not repelling the right things. It's like when something stinks, it stinks. Walk away. That's what I want you to feel. If this stinks, walk away. Don't try to figure it out. Don't make excuses for people or the situation. Just walk away. It smells, walk away. Because life, the universe, spirit, God does not want you to have to dig through the mud to get what you need. Make sense?
So yes. Wow.
If something stinks, go away. Got it?
Think go away.
Yes. It stinks, go away. And you know what's funny? I'm not in Wisconsin, and I left my winter place. I live full time in my motorhome, so I'm in between places, so I'm just traveling.
Oh, wow.
I was in Carbondale, Illinois yesterday for the eclipse, and now I'm on my way to a place in Illinois where I'm meeting some people for the weekend, and then I'm going to make my way over to Chicago and do some things over there, and then I'll end up in Wisconsin. So I'm on the road, and I went to go to these indigenous mounds that are near St. Louis. And when I left there, I was going to somewhere else of interest that I had seen. And so I was driving and I saw this place, and it said, it looked like a nice restaurant. And next door there was salon and massage. And I thought, oh man, I'm going to be here for a couple of days. Maybe I could get in for a massage. I opened the door and I took one step in, and it stunk like poo, like stinky poo. Now, everybody poos, but that was my sign. It's that simple. You open the door, it stinks, you walk out. And I did.
Mm.
Got it?
Yeah, I can ask you something.
Yes.
Please. Something you say, well, because he has a business partner there, and it's a female, and he treats her the same as he treats me.
That's not your business. It's not your business. Nope. Keep your mind, keep yourself in your own business, honey, okay?
Yes.
All right, we'll talk another time. We'll talk another time, my dear. Bye-bye for now.
Yes. Thank you.
You bet.
Thank you. Okay, you bet. Nice.
Hello, darling. Welcome to Bliss Off.
Hi. Thanks for your show.
Yes. Did you catch the beginning of it?
No, unfortunately, I just hopped on.
Well, good.
I'm sorry.
What are you hopping on? No, what are you hopping on for?
Well, I thought that you were going to be on the radio.
Yeah.
And I hadn't seen you here before. And so I thought, let me check it. But then I ended up adding, did I get on too late? I'm not sure.
No, you're fine. No. You're fine. Did you have a particular question? Did you want me to draw cards for you?
Yes, please. Cards would be great related to my work, and if you see anything changing or
you got
getting
it.
Better.
You got it. Work.
Okay.
What's your first name?
It's A.
A. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I have three cards that I pulled for work. One, the first card is an upside down otter card. That's a very strong female, community-oriented female partnership working well with other females. This one's upside down. And that tells me that females are not working well together.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Community. Maybe that has more to do with, maybe more with my family of origin. Female.
Well, no. I asked for work.
Okay, I'm not really working with any females in my work.
Gay men?
Nope.
Okay, so there's female energy that's not working well together. It doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be women. It's female energy. So female energy is creativity. It's community, collaboration. So the female trait.
That's not working well.
Yeah, no, that's not working well.
Not working well.
At work.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it's not working well. Part of the reason why it's not working well is the second card that I pulled, and that's the lynx. The lynx represents lies. So there are lies. People are being manipulative. They're not being honest. They're looking out for themselves. They're not working as a team. It's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's not going to work unless an outside agency comes in. Sometimes companies will hire an outside agency to work those pieces. Unless that happens, things are not going to work. The third card I pull is a lizard card, which is upright. That tells me that you've got some dreams, girl. You've got some dreams that are very active. They're very loud. And you can focus on that rather than focusing on the work you're in right now, because it's not going to straighten itself out unless an outside agency comes in.
Okay. I am working with an outside agency that is helpful, but I was talking to somebody else that also has some good ideas, and maybe he can help too.
Yep. Stay focused on that. That's what I want to, I want to take you and kind of turn you in that direction. Stay focused over there. Stay focused on your dreams. That's it. Don't put any more energy into the work dynamics because they're not going to work. Make sense?
Yeah.
All right, my love.
Okay.
It was nice to meet you. Let me know how things are going. Every Tuesday.
Nice. Phil, welcome.
Thank you, dear. Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye for now.
Hello, darling. Welcome to Bliss Off. How can I help you? You sound like you're at a bar.
Yeah, give me one second. I'll hit both my headset.
Are you at a bar?
Sorry about that. Yeah. No, actually, I'm just outside, but I was had my headphone on. Sorry about that.
That's right. I can hear you better now. What are you hoping to get?
Can you put a call to get my love life, please?
Oh, you betcha. I love a good love life.
Yeah.
Well, my dear, you've got three right up cards, which tells me you've got lots of energy moving as far as that love life is concerned. Now, I want you to remember that the love life that you speak of is of a quality partnership, right?
Yeah.
So you first have to, in order to have that kind of love life partnership, there's two sides. So while you're working on your stuff, you need to be attracting someone who's showing up working on their stuff too. That feels like the main issue for you. Make sure that you're picking out a partner that's also working on their stuff. Make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
You make sure you're working on your stuff, and make sure you pick out a partner that's working on their stuff. So the three cards that I get for you, number one, the first one is the Wolf. That means teacher. That means there's lots of good, powerful, balanced energy around both of you being a good teacher for each other. Keep that in mind, that this is a mutually supportive teaching arrangement. Make sense?
Yeah, I look forward to it. Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking for. Yeah.
Good. And the second card that I pull is a skunk. And this time it's upright, which means you're really good at knowing how to attract and how to repel. Stay true to that energy. And stay in faith that if you stay in balance with knowing when to repel and when to be attracted to, you're going to be okay. I'm getting a message that in 2 months, you're going to have something that could be quite promising. 2 to 3 months. So in the 2 to 3 month range, June, what is it now? We're just in April, May, June. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I'm getting June, around June 20th, that arena. You're gonna see some very dear potential.
Cool.
A gentle,
I look forward to it.
gentle partnership, because you feel like you have gentle partnership energy also. True?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for, you know. And
good.
It makes sense, because like you said about it, you said a skunk, I forgot the name, I don't know the card was a skunk that I know to attract and repel people, yes.
Yep.
When it doesn't work, I just move away from it. I just definitely move away.
Yes. And it's a very, yes, they were all, you had three cards. You had the wolf, the skunk, and the deer. So a teacher energy, attracting and repelling energy, and then the gentleman card, and they were all upright. You're on track, sweetie. Remember that this is mutual teacher energy, and again, I'm seeing the 2.5 month range, June 20th, around there. All right?
Look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Okay, sweetie. Call me back and let me know how things are going, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, sweetie. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Well, I'm glad the headset worked, because I would have been bummed to have missed that. So we are going to close the show. If you missed the beginning, I encourage you to go back to the beginning. I'll do one more. I've got someone here in the chat. Sheila would like a reading. And she's asking for general energy. She's asking for general energy for the times, like not for herself, but like what's in the air. And for those of you that have heard me speak before, there's, you know, when something feels amiss, first you check within yourself and then you check just outside of yourself. So is there energy in my space? And then you check a little bit further out. It's like rings. You check a little bit further out. Oh, is there something in my house? Something near my house? Is it a person in my house that I'm picking up on some funky energy? Oh, and then is it in the community? And then is it in the air? Is it in the planets? Is this the times? And so you check in with all of those layers. And then the more you practice that layered cue, that layered question, oh, what's funky? What's off? What's not right? You'll just get better and better and better at knowing what's funky. And then once you can identify the funky, the answers come. Oh, this is what I need. This is how I can be an influence. This is how I can make a difference. Many times through the years, I will feel that. And then I will check in. Is it me? Is it close to me? Is it in my space? Is it someone in my space? Is it outside my space? Is it in the community? Is it in the air? Is it in the planets? Is it something that's going on with the times right now? And I will get called into different parts of the world or different parts of different states. And I will just sit and meditate, just holding space. Listen, you guys, this is where the power is. We oftentimes want to pray for something, or we want to pray about something, or we want to pray to send safety or protection. Why don't we just hold space? When we hold space, that is the essence of love, and then love does its thing. Amen. Can you hear it? Yes. When we hold space, we are activating love, and then love just does its thing. It doesn't need my agenda. Love doesn't need my input. Love doesn't need my direction, like I'm somehow the master of, but I can be the master of holding space. So this is what Sheila's asking for, holding space. Oh, nice. This is great. This is, I've been getting this energy earlier today too, so this is good. So the first card I pulled is an upright card that says, whatever you desire. So everything is available, so you can ask for everything. Everything is available, so you can ask for everything. So do it. The second card is an upside down butterfly, which means things are in transition. They're just not there yet. The eclipse energy did do something weird. There's this ominous energy in the air that feels like a deep toned gong. But it's slower than that. Transformation in the air for everyone. And it has this deep, very slow, faint tone. So that's the energy we're in right now. The third card, which made me laugh, is because I'm feeling that energy, because that is the tone of right now, it's an upside down antelope, which says, do not take action. This is not the time to take action. So what I love about what I was saying, when something feels funky, check in and go out into those rings of, oh, what is funky? Because oftentimes there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing out of sorts in you. It's something you're picking up on in the atmosphere. See? I know, I love it too. So when you notice those things, then you can just go, oh, all right, I'm just hanging out. This is just a time for me to hang out. So that's what we're doing. We're hanging out. We're noticing the energy. And what I've been feeling a lot in the last few days is lots and lots and lots of meditation. I was sitting on top of the, oh, forgive me if I say it wrong, Kohayaka. It's the indigenous mounds that are in St. Louis. I'm not going to look it up, but it's this huge 2,200-acre sanctuary that has been preserved by the state. And it's only a part of this incredible, incredible village that's been around for thousands of years. And I was up on top of a mound, and I just sat there. I just sat there. And it just felt like just sitting right now in this slow vibration, this deep tone is what we're doing. So don't take action. No need to take action. So hope that helps, Sheila, and everyone else. Tomorrow morning, I am live on Instagram. We're doing tarot and talking with Renee. So catch me at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time, and I'll do my best to be an old fart on social media. And if I don't catch you there, I will catch you next week on this radio or wherever else I pop up. I encourage you to grab all my socials because I am constantly inspired, and I do not post things everywhere. I just put them where I feel like putting them. So if I'm not on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, posting events on Eventbrite, sign up at the bottom of my footer on my website at blissoffwithrenee.com, because I send out a newsletter once a month with all of the places where I have events. Also, I'm going to be back in the Waupaca area of Wisconsin for the entire summer, and I'm going to have a studio set up there. We're going to get stoned, you guys. I'm going to be doing traditional shamanic drummings. And so we're going to journey. Oh, love that. They are going to coordinate with full moons and new moons. I'm also getting out the stones, and you can come and lay on the stones and have some hands-on healing, which will flip your DNA stuff. So check all of that out, and I will see you wherever we are. All right, everybody. Bye for now.